There are so many things wrong with John Cena possibly winning the world title on Raw next week. If anything, the 1,000th episode of Monday Night Raw should be a cross between remembering the good times and seeing what the future holds. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, The Rock, and the host of other legends that are going to be on the show should be passing the torch to CM Punk, to Daniel Bryan, to Dolph Ziggler, to the primetime players, to Kofi Kingston, to the young guys that are going to have to run with this ship, to Sheamus, to the guys that people are going to cheer for years from now. John Cena winning the Money in the Bank, it's a good storytelling device. Makes things interesting. Makes a match that wasn't interesting pretty interesting. Because given John Cena's good guy persona, when is he going to cash it in? A guy like Edge, a guy like The Miz, made the Money in the Bank interesting because you knew that they would pray. They would wait for that weakest moment and then cash it in. Cena won't do that. So, how is he going to do it? Says he's going to do it on Monday. He's going to fight CM Punk on Monday. The Rock says that he's coming there for the world title. The belt needs to stay off of Cena, and it needs to stay off The Rock. Cena and The Rock are guys along the lines of Jake the Snake Roberts and Ricky Steamboat and Roddy Piper, even though they're very different to both of them from those three guys, where they don't need belts. Cena doesn't need a belt to be over, to be legitimate. He hasn't had the belt for a year, and that hasn't stopped the fans from either hating him or loving him. The same thing goes for The Rock. Doesn't need the belt. It's a prop to him. Punk is getting to that point where he doesn't need a belt. Some might even say that he didn't need the belt before. But it looks good on him, and it serves a purpose. It shows the world, it shows the other federations out there, the other promotions, that that's our guy. Putting it on Cena is redundant. It's like saying, this is our guy, and watch while we massage his feet in front of everybody. Doesn't serve a purpose. Doesn't tell a story. Doesn't do anything. Real fans don't want to see John Cena as champion anymore. They want to see him wrestle. And they want to see him do more than a trio of shoulder blocks followed by a belly-to-back suplex and a fist drop. They want to see the John Cena that gave the Big Show the FU at WrestleMania. They want to see the John Cena that would go out and make fun of somebody's mother and piss everybody off, get a ton of heat, and steal a match. That being said, if Cena does turn heel and wins the title, that's a completely different story. That might be pretty big, but that's not going to happen. So the other hopes for this week's upcoming Monday Night Raw, let the young guys shine. Let the young guys have an opportunity to do things that they wouldn't necessarily have been able to do. Let's see Heath Slater get his ass kicked by Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's see Dolph Ziggler go 20 minutes with Chris Jericho. Let's see Sheamus go with The Undertaker. Let's see Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman shoot on Triple H. Let's see a little bit of everything. Let's be convinced of the reasons why we've watched this show since 1993 and why we will continue to watch it for another 19 years. This is almost like a make or break time for the WWE. Yeah, the company's going strong and they have a content listener base, TV audience. But since that pipe bomb last summer, there hasn't been much to talk about as far as intrigue. This would be a great opportunity to throw some intrigue back in the mix.